sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and I am Mia the Boss DJ. And count no DJ Boss DJ like the Boss DJ Boss DJ, Sade Soldier of Love. In order that we may be soldiers of love, we are going to need to be born again. We are going to need to go back into the science of the universe. We are going to have to go into the science of the Watcher's melanin of Noon, the womb of Nonet. As Sade said, borderline of my faith, the hinterland of my devotion, having faith in the human family, having faith in love. It seems we are at the extremity. It seems we have been so abused that we no longer believe in love. It seems that our devotion to each other is in the hinterlands, in the outer extremities. It seems we are about to leave the power of loving each other and having faith and devotion in each other. But that's when we tap into the science of the Watcher's melanin of Noon. That's when we become born again. That's when we look at the sun on its celestial cross, teaching us to sacrifice for one another, teaching us to stand up for one another, teaching us to take control of our passions below the equator so that we may find the strength and the power to love and respect and uphold and stand for one another. And so Jesus is telling Nicodemus that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now this word kingdom is this word, sisters and brothers.
Strong's G, 932, Basileia. Basileia.
Basileia is a feminine noon. Did you know that the word kingdom, although it has king on the front, you would say king's dominion, but the word kingdom is a feminine noon. This causes us to think of the woman and the queen. No king without a queen. No kingdom without a queendom, but looking deeper into the masses of the people. The definition here is royal power, kingship, dominion, rule. It says not to be confused with an actual kingdom, but rather the right or authority to rule over a kingdom. So what we're looking at, sisters and brothers, is how the power to rule our lives has been taken from us and given over to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. How is it that the fraternal order of the police can just run up on a black man and shoot and kill? Run up on a little black girl, 12 years old, shoot and kill. Run up on a black woman, beat her in the streets, in the freeway, killing 420 to 430 black people every year. Every 28 hours, a black person is killed by a member of the fraternal order of the police, a vigilante, or a security type officer. There's no such thing as a rogue cop, a rogue officer. This is systemic. Why is it that we are targeted? J. Edgar Hoover was a 33rd degree Mason, and it was his job to eliminate the black messiah. They know from reading Quran and Bible that black people are the African Hebrews. And it is we that are the Messiah people. And it is we, the black man and woman, who will lead the human family
to freedom, justice, and equality. We are the Jesus people. We are the Yahushua people put on the cross of persecution, assassinated, and lynched ever since our fathers and mothers were stolen and brought to the shores of the United States of North America. When you check the life of Yahushua Christus, Jesus the Christ, you are looking at prophetic narrative on the lives of black people as a whole in the West, in the Western Hemisphere, in the Americas and the Caribbean and the Polynesian Islands and the Pacific Islands, and even more specifically in the United States of North America. We are the Jesus people. We are the people persecuted night and day, because those in power know that we are they whom will lead the human family to freedom, justice, and equality. But the power to rule our lives has been taken from us, and we haven't had the strength to organize enough to get that power back. So Yahushua is saying, in order to tap into that power to rule, which is within, the kingdom of God is within. The kingdom of God is right within you, sisters and brothers. The power to rule is right within you. That power is within your construct, because you and I, we are earth, air, fire, and water. We are of the same substance as the Almighty. We are the waters of Noon. We are from the Almighty. We are the same substance as Ra, the same substance as Atum. We are the same substance as Christos. We are the same substance as that firstborn of creation, which is light, L-I-G-H-T. We are from that same power source, that same reality, and that power to rule is within us. All we have to do is come together and tap into that power. We must be born again, born of a virgin and immaculate conception. And so Jesus says, you must be born again to see the kingdom. You have to go back somewhere and be born again in your consciousness. And so Nicodemus replies in verse 4, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Uh-oh. Nicodemus is thinking on the physical. Nicodemus is thinking of his physical mother. This echoes what Job was saying. And we proved that Job was not speaking of your physical mother. Jesus answers, verily, verily, or amen, 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 amenet, amenet, hidden and revealed. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So Yahushua has to break it down. And the word God here in the Greek is theos, means God and goddess, means judges and rulers, the whole God, goddess society under the auspices of the Almighty God and the Almighty Goddess. Verily, verily, that amen, amen, amenet, amenet, that process of the word of the Almighty as the neutron, as the potosi, hidden and unseen, inaudible at first, spiraling in the universe, but then visible and audible and spiraling. And from that word of the Almighty, from that seed from the Almighty, from that potos seed, from that neutron of the Almighty, comes the whole expanse of the universe, from such an infinitesimally small particle that we would call the atom, that the ancients called Atum. So as sure as this universe here is here and exists, verily, verily, surely, surely, The universe. The word. The poto, the atom, the neutron. As sure as this universe came in through father and mother, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We're talking about the science of the people going into ourselves to pull out the power to rule our lives, to rule this earth, and to rule the universe. Yahushua says you must be born of water and of the spirit. In times past, I said, okay, in the womb of my physical mother, there was water in that sack. The water burst. Mother goes to the hospital. You and I, we come forth. We're born into the world. Then I said, okay, now it's time to be born again of the Holy Spirit. So we are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And so that's born again. Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Now let me go to my notes. In St. John chapter 3, the word born again, you'll look it up for the details. But the word born again means to be born from above, born from a higher place, born from heaven, or born from God. So we're talking about not born again from your physical mother, but born again from a higher place. Born from above, born again, born from heaven. So now it didn't say go to heaven. It said right here, as you stand, as you live, as you breathe, be born right here again from heaven. And further, this definition of born, for born again, means born from the first birth. From the beginning birth, from the first birth anew and over again. So now, sisters and brothers, let's think. This is definitely not the birth from the physical mother, because we know from Jeremiah 1 and 5 that we pre-existed our physical existence and were alive before we were formed in the wombs of our physical mothers, which means we were alive and living and existed before our parents ever knew each other. And that word knew is a two-way street. The Almighty knew us. We knew the Almighty and were at the feet of the Almighty receiving instruction. As it says in Hebrew, Christ said, prepare me a body and I will go into the earth realm to deliver the human being from all slavery, exploitation, and captivity. And so we are the Christ that petitioned the Almighty to prepare for us a body to come into the earth realm that we may deliver the human being from all exploitation and slavery. And in that capacity alive before the earth realm, before our physical incarnation, before our earth day, not birthday, but earth day, our original birth is in the Almighty, who knows how long ago, before our parents got together. That's the original birth. Right here, this scripture is teaching us that we were already born. Before we were born from the physical birth, we were already born. We were already alive. This is our first birth. This is our beginning birth. This is our original birth. And so once again, when did that birth take place? And now that we know that virgin born and immaculate conception means no human being had anything to do with that birth, we know that the real virgin birth, immaculate conception, is our birth in the watcher's melanin of noon and the womb of Narnet. So in verse 4, this is why Nicodemus thought being born again was from his physical mother, because all he could see was his physical mother. But our first birth, our original birth, is from the waters of noon and the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, Narnet. So verse 5, born of the water, born of the Spirit to see the kingdom of God. We have to be born of a particular water. We've been talking of that water, sisters and brothers. We have to be born of Mother Holy Spirit. Water and Spirit. Did not the Genesis teach us of the Spirit of God moving on the face of the waters? The waters is masculine. The face of the waters is masculine and is the phallus or the penis, sisters and brothers. That is not vulgar. That is seeing every portion of the physical universe all the way down to our physical anatomy as symbolizing an aspect, characteristic, attribute of the Almighty functioning as masculine and feminine energy, vibration, unity. So the Spirit of God, Spirit is feminine in the African Hebrew language. So Mother Holy Spirit began to exert her energy on the face of the waters. Mother Holy Spirit is the feminine, The face of the waters is masculine, teaching us of the seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm, coming through the phallus, teaching us of the sacred divine masculine, emitting the waters in the womb of the sacred divine feminine, Mother Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, Narnet. So born is further defined under the number G1080 on the Greek side. The word means to be born of men, men who have fathered children to be born, to be begotten. And it means women giving birth to children. So the birth here is a birth from a father and a mother. This original birth from the Almighty Father, represented by noon and the waters of noon, and the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit, represented by the womb of Narnet. We are clear that we are talking about the birth from a father and a mother, because we know scientifically there is no life, no existence, no living without the union of the sacred divine masculine and the sacred divine feminine. So we must pray to the Almighty Father, and we must pray to the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit, Ruach Kadosh, and Jehovah, Yahweh, is father and mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Jehovah as begatting and conceiving, which means born from a father and born from a mother. Now this water, sisters and brothers, is very crucial. What type of water, born from the water and the Spirit, born from the water? Oh, the science that I discovered while researching this water. The word water is a neuter noun. It says noun, but we know the noun is the noon, and all of us are noon. Water is a neuter noun, meaning the word water is neutral. Now, this follows the science because the waters represent the seed from the Almighty Father. And in the physical, the seed from the Father emitted into the womb of the mother, we do not know whether that seed is going to be masculine or feminine, because the seed is neutral, neuter, neutral. In the atom, the neutron is neutral. We don't know whether it's going to be masculine or feminine. So the Dagon depicted the Poto seed as masculine and feminine, and clothed the masculine in the feminine and the feminine in the masculine, because the seed represents masculine and feminine coming into the earth realm to take on flesh. So all of the fixtures of the universe come from the waters that we all came out of, and this waters is our flesh, and in this form transformed by the power of the sun into the form that we have today, matter, mass, material. Water, neuter noon, G5204, on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This water, water in rivers, water in fountains, water in pools, the water of the deluge. So here we see the deluge is Noah's flood. So we have the water associated with water all over the earth. And then we have this peculiar water associated with Noah's flood. Noah's flood, recall that narrative teaches us of a water that engulfed the whole of the earth. And you have this narrative in various places in North Africa, Mesopotamia, the Middle East. The waters coming to do away with wickedness is teaching us again the science of being born again into the waters of noon to wash away the wickedness, that we may return naked to the womb of our mother, so that we may be born again, virgin birth, immaculate conception, so that we may be the soldiers of love, so that we may become united and overthrow the system and bring in truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. Further in the definition, water in the earth's repositories. So the waters all over the earth are seen as the water here. But here we come to what we want to see. Water as the primary element out of and through which the world that was before the deluge arose and was compacted. Now that is deep, sisters and brothers. This definition wants us to look at a particular water that was before the deluge, before Noah's flood. The only waters that pre-existed, that which is called the Noah's flood or the deluge, is the waters of noon, sisters and brothers. These waters of noon are the waters from which the world that was before the deluge came from and came out of and arose from and was compacted. The scientists tell us that we all come from water, but they don't go into detail. The waters from whence the original world came from, the original state of the world or universe, was described in the Genesis. In the beginning, the gods and the goddesses Elohim created or cut out of themselves the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. This describes the whole universe as being formless. The watchers of noon teach us that we, in the watchers of noon originally, were without distinction, without form. You could not separate yourself from another, could not distinguish yourself from another. The whole of the universe and all things, all animals, all species, all people, we were all alive together in the waters of noon, but we were absolutely one, peaceful and tranquil. And so that's our original state, deep, dark, black, blue, green, gray, waters of noon. All that we have on this side, in this time, came from those original waters. And Yahushua is saying that we must be born again from that water. Remember, Yahushua is saying, our original existence in the waters of noon, knowing the Almighty, loving the Almighty, receiving instruction from the Almighty. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.